Hey, back on Downtown Wednesday afternoon, but it's a big day in college football. National Letter of Intent Day around the country. And Orono, no exception, as the Maine Black Bears have got a new class of players coming in. And here to tell us all about it, the head coach of Maine football, Nick Charlton. Coach, good afternoon.
Rich, how we doing?
Man, doing great. What an exciting day. Looks like you got an impressive group of guys here.
Yeah, we signed a pretty good-sized class. We had 14 guys today and 21 total. It's pretty good.
Fantastic. And I want to highlight a few of them here. One that jumped out off the page right away, Bruce Pratt and I were looking at some of the stats and the video on him here. A young man from Detroit, Michigan, linebacker. I hope I get the name right. Is it Colin?
Yep, Colin.
Colin Demons. This is a guy that was recruited by, let's see, Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, Missouri, Nebraska, Pitt, and he's coming to Maine. You guys got the magic touch.
Yeah. We basically, with Colin, he was committed to UCLA a while ago and decommitted, and so had all those offers, you know, prior to that. And, you know, at the FBS level, a lot of times those places fill up once you either commit or once you wait. So he was open when we got back out on the road, and, you know, we started recruiting him. So luckily we think we got a good one.
We know you've got to replace some tight ends with the graduation of a couple of very good ones. And you've got two coming in that look very impressive. One you announced today, a transfer from Assumption. Tell us a little bit about Kevin. Is it Falaki?
Falaki, yeah. Kevin's from Massachusetts, and he was at Assumption College, played tight end there. He's about 6'6", 250, and he's going to be a grad transfer for us. So he's going to play tight end. He's already played college football, so we're looking forward to getting him here. And then we got a few other guys as well. We signed a freshman, Connor Zamira, who's from upstate New York. And then at the other signing period, we had Ori, Gene Charles from Louisville, and then Jack True, who's actually from Yarmouth originally, Maine.
Also loaded up three big defensive linemen. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so we got a few different guys there. A couple guys from out of state. Kyrie Mann's a big one. He's a pretty heavily recruited kid from New Rochelle, New York. Jake Tuyasopo, call him Tui. He's from Maryland. We saw him in camp last summer. And he's a big defensive end. And then Brian Hanley's another guy. He's from Milton Academy. He went to Bridgeton, though, last year. So these are a couple guys we're looking to add up front.
Also brought in some defensive backs, safeties, corners, a big offensive lineman. You had to go all the way to Sweden to bring him in.
Yeah, we've recruited, you know, Pat Denneke, our offensive line coach, has done a good job recruiting international Canadians and some outside-the-box type guys. And, you know, his relationships got us in with Max, who's from Sweden. So we flew him out a couple weeks ago, and, you know, luckily we were able to land him. But he was committed to Old Dominion originally, and we were able to get him up here on campus, so we're excited about Max.
And also a couple of quarterbacks. You did lose Isaiah Robinson as a transfer. You had a couple of quarterbacks in there already behind Chris Ferguson. This gives you a little depth and a little chance to plan for the future.
Yeah, Joe Fagnano's from Williamsport. You know, he's a big athletic quarterback. And then Zoltan is from Scarborough. He also played at Bridgeton last year. So looking for some athletic-type guys who can throw and some bigger quarterbacks. So we're actually going to probably take some more as well, but we think these guys will fill in nicely and create some depth to the position.
Now, you also, and this might be a first as far as I can recall, you're bringing in a long snapper.
Yeah, we took, a couple years ago when I was special teams coordinator, we took Bryce Cooley, who's our current player, during camp. It was really late. He's from Tampa. But we wanted to officially recruit another one to create some competition. So Jake Maggio's from Bridgewater Raritan, New Jersey. And, you know, he's got a real good velocity on it. He's a legit lock snapper. We have a number of connections with, like, specialist coaches down that way. So it came up, and we started recruiting them. So, you know, it was a really good fit for us.
So do you have any scholarships still unfilled at this point?
We have a couple, and, you know, we always try to keep just a few for post-signing day in case anything changes. Just to, you know, we don't take a million transfers here, but in case that there are some, we try to have a little bit of money left over. So, you know, there's a little bit just in case, but we're really trying to push the limits of our class. You know, we get 63 scholarships. We're trying to use them. So we have a few left over, but most of our work was really done for the signing period.
Now, of course, you've been in the main program for a number of years. You're looking for talent, certainly, but what are those other factors? What are the personal characteristics that you look for that will make guys a good fit with Black Bear football?
Well, you gotta understand the fit, and you know, geographically, you're going to be a little bit out of the way from some of the spots where we recruit these guys. So you're looking for tough players, guys who understand our culture and are going to fit in. You know, we think now that we've won and, you know, been able to have some success, we're looking for guys that want to be here. And, you know, we're going to recruit against some schools. We're also going to take some guys based on camp performances and high school tape and things like that. But we want guys who want to be here. And I think we can be a little more selective now, especially after last year.
Well, we also noticed, too, as we were looking over the list, that you got a lot of guys coming in that were recruited by several other schools in the conference. So that's got to always feel good when they choose to come here to Maine over conference opponents.
Yeah, we're moving in that direction. You know, I think the staff does a really good job of recruiting and identifying guys across, you know, the East Coast and beyond. And I think when, you know, Joe's first year, we really started to do that. And you look at that class, you know, with guys like Ernest Edwards and Ferg and Manny and Deshaun, you know, those were big-time guys we were recruiting. And that was the beginning of really recruiting against people in the conference. And now, you know, you look at this class, we're doing a lot of that and becoming more competitive. In terms of recruiting, I mean, that's how you win. You need players to win, and luckily in the last couple of years, we've done a better job of that, and you know, I'm just trying to continue it.
We're talking with Nick Charlton, Maine football coach, National Letter of Intent Day today. Also, since last time we talked with you on the air, you've rounded out much of the staff. You've got new coordinators in place. You've promoted from within, which has been a great Maine tradition in recent years, but also brought in some new guys as well. Where is the staff right now? Are you pretty close to having everybody you need?
Yeah, we got two more spots left. You know, we're going to hire a running backs coach and also a defensive coach here soon. We have some interviews planned, but we hired a defensive line coach, Kurt Von Bargen, who's a guy that, you know, I've known through some people, and Mike Ryan, our defensive coordinator, is known. Basically, we felt like we had a lot of quality guys on staff here now. And there's a continuity factor, but there's also kind of what I keep saying, there's value in having these guys here. They're good coaches. They know our players, and at the end of the day, I think it's the best fit for what we're trying to do. So, you know, we're excited about the staff and the direction of the program. We've retained almost all of our players and recruiting well.
Spring football before too long. When does that get underway for you?
We're going to move it up a little bit. We're actually going to go the last week of March. So normally we started in April, but we want to move it up a little bit. It's just a long off season, and then we also want to get a chance to go out recruiting. So I got to look at the exact date, but it's going to be that last week of March.
So first recruiting class for you as head coach, is it a sense of relief, accomplishment? What are you feeling right now as you look at this group?
I mean, I think, you know, it's all on paper, of course, and through our evaluations, but we feel really good about it. You know, when we weren't out on the road for all of December, it was the first time we've dealt with that, you know, for good reason, but with the head coaching change and that, you know, the biggest thing was our staff getting out on the road and kind of moving the process up. And I think they did a really good job of that. I think our players did a great job when these new prospects got on campus for the visit. So I feel really good about it. We signed 21 total. And with the head coaching change, with losing half of your recruiting, I think it's pretty good. So I think the staff and our players did a really good job.
Did the national exposure you got with this great run to the Final Four, did that offset the late start to getting out there on the road?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, when you win, that's what you deal with. And like, if you look at North Dakota State and those guys, I mean, that's what they do every year. So Our goal is to get in that position where we're constantly doing this, and we're not recruiting in December. We're just doing it over the phone or bringing guys up to see our campus. So, you know, I think it's a good problem to have, but the exposure is big. I mean, we're on ESPN, we're winning big games, and people know that. People across the country know who we are now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the respect sometimes is a little slow to come to the Black Bears, but it's getting there now at the national level. A couple of weeks ago, Athlon Sports did a breakdown of six teams favored to win the national championship next year. There are the Black Bears among those six. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I'm all in. I think it's about being consistent. And you know, this program has been challenged and hasn't been able to do that in the past. When you look at their championship seasons and playoff runs, and you know, I've only been here a couple of years, but in the past that's been success that hasn't been repeated. That's the challenge to our players and our staff now. You know, we had a great year. you know, it was the best year we've had, but how are we going to repeat that? How are we going to sustain that? So I think consistent performance is going to lead to national recognition, but that takes time, and that honestly takes wins. So that's our plan.
There you go. Well, Nick, congratulations on what looks like a great class. Always fun talking football with you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll catch you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Nick Charlton, head coach, Maine Black Bear football, and a very talented and deep class of incoming Black Bears joining the fold.